Today is Wednesday, July 20th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So we wrapped up the cruise yesterday, but I do have a couple of tweets that had cruise-related questions, so we will talk about those today. But I do want to kind of bring you guys up to speed with where I'm at just, you know, after the cruise. And basically, I've been so tired. I guess it's jet lag, but I've been so sleepy. Every night I've been like a zombie on the couch falling asleep. And then I would wake up at 3 in the morning. So we're still trying to, and Mark also has been sleepy in the evening. So it's been more difficult than I remember getting over kind of jet lag, which is what I'm going to assume that it is because, you know, Italy and all the places we went are 7 hours ahead of here. So they just kind of screwed up our time. Although I was able, you know, anytime I'm going to be traveling, I will try not to sleep on the plane. And wherever I, whatever happens, I try not to sleep until evening, wherever I've landed. So, you know, when we got to Arkansas, did not sleep on the plane, got to Arkansas around, I don't know, 9 p.m. But I tried not to sleep any of that day of traveling. I had a couple of short naps because I just kept falling asleep. But then I went to sleep at bedtime, like at 10 p.m., 10:30, 11, whatever. I don't remember exactly what time, but I made myself go till at least like 10:30 and got up the next morning and thought, okay, great, I'm over it, you know. And this is what I did in Europe. When I landed in Europe, I did not let myself go to sleep until bedtime. And that worked well. Like I was fine for the rest of the trip. But for whatever reason, been sleepy. Really just trying to get back in the weeds as far as work is concerned. There's a lot of stuff going on at work because we're planning for the next quarter. And so I knew that I was going to have a lot, you know, I was going to hit the ground running when I got back to work. And so I've been doing that. And so just, you know, but the other thing that happened, and I still don't know because I haven't had time to fully investigate. But I was recording Throwing Down yesterday with Joe, and we had just started. We were maybe 3 or 4 minutes in, and my Mac Mini that I use for everything I record on the mixer, but I use the Mac for the editing. When I live stream from the Mac Mini. I've got it all set up with Audio Hijack Pro and all that kind of good stuff. And it's a couple of years old now. But when I bought it, it was the new Mac M1 whatever chip that they developed. And it's worked great. But anyway, I was doing a live stream with Joe and it just died. I mean, it crashed. I thought it crashed. The monitor went blank, just black screen. Joe went away, like everything. I can't get it to turn back on. I have hit the button so many times. I've held the button down. It's kind of behind a bunch of stuff, so I'm going to have to pull it out, connect it to a monitor, and have it kind of where I can see it. But so far, I have not been able to get it to turn on. And so now it's like, well, I'm doing everything on my Windows laptop, but I don't have that set up to do live streaming, and so I'm probably going to have a bunch more setup that I have to do before Mix Minus on Friday, because if I can't get the Mac Mini to turn on, I'm going to have to switch over to using my laptop. So anyway, it's just, yeah, I don't know. And so how do I get it fixed? We don't have an Apple store here. So I may have to send it off to Apple or I don't know. It depends. I'm going to have to play around with it a little bit, but if it's a hardware issue, I'm not a hardware person. Like I can't deal with it. I don't even know where to begin. It just turns off. is it the motherboard? Is it the, I mean, who knows? Who knows? So let's go to Twitter. And Scotty says, did I seriously just hear that Mittens lost his return flight because he didn't get an original first flight? One of the most basic rules of flying. Please, please do not become travel agents. These disasters are giving me a laugh, though. And then he says, did you have travel insurance? Maybe you can claim all those extra flights Mittens needed, though totally your fault. Anyway, luckily, you're both stinking rich and can afford it. So I want to talk. I'm not going to give a lot of details because I'm actually going to talk about this on Mix Minus. And I don't want Daniel to say, oh, well, you already talked about that on Geeky Gay. But I will say there is an update on all of that. And why would that mean we shouldn't be travel agents? Let's assume that it was 100% our fault. First of all, I don't want to throw Mark under the bus, but I told him before I left, hey, you need to call United and talk to them before you do anything like booking your own flight. I told him that. I didn't specifically say they're going to cancel your other one, but I said you need to call them because it's likely that they will be able to rebook your current ticket. And even if you have a fee, it should be a smaller fee than buying a brand new ticket. He decided not to do that. I could not do that for him because he purchased the tickets. So that was his bad, I just want to say. But at the same time, why does that mean we shouldn't be travel agents? Like, we're going to take hours and hours and hours of, you know, of courses on being a travel agent and take tests and get a certification. And we're going to do, like, we're not there yet. Obviously, I'm not going to hang up a shingle today and be like, oh, I'm a travel agent. All I said was, we love to travel. We think it would be enjoyable once we learn everything that we need to know to help other people travel as well. And, you know, this would be one of those things that we learned how to do. Scotty also says, why didn't Adam enter the cruise's world's sexiest parentheses dad bod competition? Well, it wasn't a dad bod competition. It was a world's sexiest man competition. And it was held on the pool deck on a cruise ship. And I knew there were going to be guys with pecs and abs and all of these things and tans and all of that kind of stuff. And why would I want to enter that? And though on cruise ships, the prizes are like, you get a Royal Caribbean pin or whatever. So the prize is not even, you know, it's just, why would I want to get up on the pool deck and strut around and have people judge me? And it's women. They totally did it as a straight thing. So all the judges were women. You know, I mean, it's very hetero, you know, normative sort of thing. Dean Barney says, I told you it would be Scorchio. Yes, it was very hot. And again, I don't know why. Like, it's over 100 degrees right now in Arkansas. But if I walk out my front door, it feels not as hot as it did in Italy. I don't understand. Maybe it's the humidity, although the humidity here is also very similar to what it was in Europe. So I don't know. I think the sun is somehow hotter there. Dean also says, what beach in Palma? Was it Playa de Palma? And you know what? I was going to prepare and know exactly what beach it was. And I didn't because I forgot about that. I thought about it and then I forgot. But you know what? I'm going to pull it up right now because it's in our spreadsheet. And then I can just tell you. So that was the Palma de Mallorca day. Now, we just looked on a blog and it recommended this beach and it turned out to be small and busy. Now, we got there early enough that we were able to find a seat with an umbrella and all that kind of stuff. But the blog described it as not busy, although the blog was a few years old. So maybe like everyone followed, you know, found that blog and that's what made the beach popular. I don't know. The beach is called Cala Comtesa. That's the name of the beach. So anyway, but we enjoyed it. It was very relaxing and it was a nice beach. Mark is just not too impressed by beaches unless they have to be bright white sand and crystal clear blue waters. And because, you know, the Philippines has like some of the nicest beaches in the world. So it takes a lot to impress him. And then Dean also says, show us a pic of you and Mark pushing the Leaning Tower. So Mark took those photos on his phone. I will try to get one if I remember to ask him. I've been posting just photos of scenery without me in them because I don't like photos of myself. But Mark makes me take photos of myself. And I don't want to be a recluse that no one ever sees me again. So I allow him, but usually he's the one that posts them. So if you follow him on Facebook or Instagram, he's posting all these pictures of us. I don't know if he's doing the Pisa pictures or not, but I'll see what I can do. Anyway, so that's about it. Again, just trying to recover. Maybe this weekend I can do a little bit more recovery. And Mark got some exciting news. He is now scheduled for his citizenship interview, which is one of the last steps of the process. He's going to actually take the test in August. So, all right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.